Hello guys, this is Devendra, an intelligent analyst, and I'm back with another review this week. Today I'll be talking about one of the most engaging series I've seen in recent time, Escape Life, which is there on Disney Plus Hotstar. So let's get into it. TikTok was one of the fastest growing social media and entertainment platform until last year, when it even surpassed Google in popularity in 2021. This is a highly addictive app that uses a lot of its users' data, behavioral pattern, AI and psychoanalysis to keep its audience hooked to it for hours using short video content. It made thousands of people little celebrities and brought fame out of nothing, and quite often without any talent. And that made it highly popular among people with dreams of getting rich and famous. Later, it was banned in India in June 2020, stating data privacy reasons. However, it was truly a political move, and that gave birth to several other similar Indian apps. People did almost everything to get views and likes on TikTok, and that led to some innocent people losing their lives in the process. Escape Live on Disney Plus Hotstar is based on the similar storyline, depicting how an app can go to any length to increase its subscribers and how people are ready to sacrifice their everything for that little fame and money. Story. The story is based on a video sharing and live streaming app, Escape Live, which is highly popular and addictive app and has a user base of millions. To boost their subscribers, they decided to come up with a contest that can help the winner winning millions as first prize. This competition led to a lot of mess in the life of the contestants, employees working for the app, and the families. They basically covered six stories with almost equal importance. One of the app employees, Swami, who is struggling between his personal and professional life due to being righteous. One is fetish girl who shares adult content on the app. One boy, Darky, is famous for his pranks. Dance Ronnie is a small kid who wants to be famous but took a wrong turn in the process. Rajkumar is a man who has a heart of a woman inside and live and another life on the app. And last, Amcha Spider, who does risky parkours to earn money and get out of poverty. The story revolves around all these characters and how to compete each other to get to the top. Background. Escape Live was created and directed by Siddharth Kumar Tiwari and written in collaboration with Jaya Mishra. It was released on Disney Plus Hotstar on 20th May 2022. The show has a huge star cast with some known talented faces and some new faces as well. Siddharth played Krishna Rangaswamy, who is an Escape Live employee who is going through inner conflict of morality and righteousness. Javed Jafri played Ravi, who is an India CEO of Escape Live app. Valuska D'Souza played Gia Bose, creative head of Escape Live app. DID Fame Sumit Mutkalkar played Daki. Plavita Pordarkur played Hina Akafetishka. Rohit Chandel played Rajkumar Akamina. Adya Sharma played Rani Singh Akatas Rani. Sita Tripathi played Sunaina. Ritik Sahor played Nilesh Ranaune Aka Amza Swagger, etc. Cinematography was done by Asim Mishra and Murzi Pabriwala. Positives. The best thing I loved about the series was the concept of it. TikTok played a big part in mainstream media and people were really crazy about it. Almost everyone was on TikTok, either as a content creator or a consumer. This made this series very relatable, where I felt kind of nostalgia of TikTok era in India. Showing the life of the people on top and what they do to stay there was a great idea, and I must say that Siddhartha's execution was bang on. The concept was very close to the reality, and the parts where fiction takes care of the center stage looked very real. I also loved how creators decided to give equal importance to each story and never let one overpower the other. All the stories were based on the life of ordinary human beings who live their life in peace and try to give their all in case they see a big opportunity. Of course, some stories were better than the others and were more engaging, but that was all to the shape of the finale of the show, which was a thrilling ride. Each character was well prepared and mixture of mystery and backstory was provided to understand their motives. I must appreciate the series on the technical standpoints and costumes. The portrayal of Transrani, her family, and her village in Rajasthan was near perfect. The language, location, clothes, and the background artists all were bang on. Cinematography was beautiful, and the creators were all able to convey the essence of the set location on the screen. Some actors did a great job in enacting their characters, like Siddharth, who enacted Swami, who is righteous and also going through inner conflict when it comes to fetish girl and his attraction towards her. Sumit Vodkalkar's transition from a dancer to an actor has been great, and after playing several characters in parts like Krishna, he aced the diabolical role of Raki, who is crazy and unpredictable. Rohit Chandel has been our surprising and shows a lot of commitment towards his role. Shweta Tripathi and Ritwik Sahore are favorite children of OTT, and they delivered what was asked of the show. The show is highly engaging from the beginning to the end and would not let you get bored or anything. You are going to find yourself deeply invested in the show and feel a connect with some characters. The script was tight and the direction was good. Background score played a big role in enhancing the final product and made it a good show. Negative. What I did not like about the show was over the top portrayal of people working in escape life office. Neither the staff nor management act like that in any office. I was very comical and bit devoid of reality and logic. The motivation and background story of Raki could have been explored a bit more. One scene where some people took a video of a couple making out in a car made that video viral was also a bit extreme. And in another scene where hundreds of people gathered around an unknown singer and started sending her money after being impressed of her singing was also a little over the top. Except few actors like Siddharth, Ritwik, Shweta and Rohit, no one could really impress the audience with their acting skills and stayed below average throughout the series. Conclusion. I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to Escape Life because of the concept, story, script and performances of few actors. I really loved it and found it quite engaging, and I would recommend you to go for it. A lot of questions went unanswered and in this season, so I'm eagerly waiting for the next one too, and sure too. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Please let me know how did you find this series, how did you find this podcast, and give it a like, subscribe and keep sharing and listening. Thank you so much, guys.